Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hello.
So, Hannah, the question is, we're kind of just wondering to ourselves, have you gone off the Love Island boil?
Like, I am still religiously watching, but I'm not happy with it.
What aren't you happy with?
Now, my sister said a good metaphor for it. It's like a Happy Meal Barbie. As in, it's a crap version of the real Barbie. Do you get me?
Happy Meal Barbie.
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
You're paying $2.99 for a burger, chips and a drink, and you want a full-size Barbie as well? Like,
Barbie wouldn't have a Happy Meal.
The Barbies at McDonald's do are crap.
I don't understand. So, guys, Happy Meal Barbecue. I thought you meant Barbie dolls.
No, Barbie.
She does mean Barbie dolls.
You know
Jesus.
The little toys you get in McDonald's?
Oh, right. So it's a Happy Meal Barbie.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the full-size Barbie.
With you now. Gotcha.
That's what it's like.
Right. I was thinking like a little tiny barbecue out the back. A Happy Meal.
No, Jim.
Right.
Jim.
Like a little, you know, you get a little tiny, like a cocktail sausage and that's your lot.
No, but that could also be true too. That's another metaphor.
What's this? It's a Happy Meal Barbie. Hannah has been talking about it on the radio.
Sometimes there's place in life for cocktail sausages, lads.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, Hannah, last night, the little game that's been played with the cards, was hardly as good as the jungle now, was it?
Not at all, yeah. But I love the new girl, Rebecca.
Oh, she's hot.
She is the best looking girl I've ever seen. My jaw was dropped.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think she's what's stirring it up a bit. She's not anything compared to Maura, but she's going to liven it up a little bit.
All right, so she's the one they have a kind of a lively one they parachute in to jazz it up, okay?
Yes.
Someone is saying it's like the Europa League version of Love Island.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what the Europa League
is. Stick to Barbie and Happy Meals.
And you won't go wrong. So, is Mike really playing the biggest game of everybody?
Like, everyone is being so dramatic about what's coming on tonight. Everyone thinks that Mike is having second thoughts about Leanne. No, he's giving out to Shauna for her saying that he's a game player.
But is it not supposed to be a game player? It is a game.
Yeah, no, but
it's for cash. No. It's a winner.
No, you're supposed to find love and the money genuinely.
Yeah.
Whereas he is playing with people's emotions.
If it is genuine love, Maura and Curtis, if that is all still an act and he's going to the ITV show and everything every Sunday night.
So impressive.
That's weird.
I reckon it's a contractually obligation.
Well, yeah, there's money in
them. It's easy for you to say.
They're worth
there's other people that have broken up. Like Amber and Greg broke up after the first week, like, and they're the winners. If they were on a contract, they'd get paid.
Do you think Maura and Curtis is real then?
I genuinely do. I think she was obsessed with him.
Okay.
There's more money as a couple than there is single.
Oh, Jim. Cynical.
Telling you.
Cynical.
I think your man, what's his name, the little brother of the boxer lad.
Tommy.
Yeah. I'd say that's real.
Yeah, I suppose it is, but I just...
The old, you know, the bungalow Tommy, as I call him. Nothing's upstairs.
I was just going to say they're too dumb to know what love is.
And finally, Hannah, Shauna and Rebecca, the chat.
Oh, Shauna. She's done this before with Eve, one of the twins, being like, let the best woman win. Like, this is not working for her. It's making her more desperate and Callum is going to be pushed away.
But there's always, think of it in real life, there's always a girl who is the confidant and then she says what you said back to somebody else. She's pretending to be everybody's friend.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing, isn't it?
No, because Shauna is the one. What do you mean?
I mean, there's people that they make out like they really care and they have the arm around you and they're getting all your thoughts.
No, but Shauna is desperate for Callum and that there's no two ways about that. No?
Do you think that's all... But what's Rebecca got to do with it? She's only in.
Yeah, but Callum fancies Rebecca and Rebecca fancies Callum.
But what can Shauna do about it then? That's chemistry, man.
Well, that is what Shauna is trying to say to Rebecca. Don't do it.
Because I want him.
Yeah. But literally.
Is she being clear enough that she wants him?
Very, very clear.
Right.
Too clear.
If that was your life.
Frighteningly clear.
If it was one of your sisters and you both liked the same guy, how would you word the same conversation?
Back like, off.
We would just be like, whoever he chooses, we'll just have to get... Actually, no. If me and my sister fancied the same guy, we would not do that. Because then if, say, Caitlin started dating him,
so nobody
I would fancy her boyfriend.
Yeah, that'd be a bit weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if she comes around.
That would never happen, would it?
Never.
Sunday dinner at Kate's and you're kicking them under the table.
Stop it.
Pass me the parsnips there, will you?
Trunch me butter there.
Stop.
That would be weird, all right? Okay, fair enough. Mm. Right, so you're still in, Grant.
Yeah.
Is it
one
a 5 out of 10,
say,
though?
Sophie is inaudible and she needs, what are the things? Subtitles.
Yes.
Sorry, it's getting ridiculous at this stage. Do you want to get that?
I think she might be a dolphin.
Maybe.
Why?
Because she sounds like a dolphin, the way she speaks.
Okay. I think that's a whale noise.
Maybe she only makes sense in the pool. Maybe
or
you
like
can understand
the, you know,
her.
The white noise that you can hear.
Yeah.
Maybe only certain people can understand.
Love Island is white noise.
That would make more sense. As always, Hannah, thank you for watching it so that we don't have to.
Thanks.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.